And we're going to pray first. Father, thank you that we can come before you this morning in faith by the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that we can ask you this morning to teach us from the Word of God. We declare our spirit man to be a teachable, receptive for what you want to show us, Lord. We ask, Lord Jesus, as we heard in the prayer room, that you come and reveal yourself as our Redeemer. One that purchased us by your blood. One that keeps us free from ourselves and from this world. In Jesus' name. Amen. So we've been on a journey with Romans 6, 7 and 8. Our title this morning is Thanks Be to God Through Jesus Christ Our Lord. So the context of that cry is a desperation. I think it's verse 25 of Romans 7 where he says, "Who will rescue me from this body?" And then the next verse he says, "Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord." And that is our introduction into Romans 8. To live a life of freedom in Jesus Christ, we need to come to the realization that we cannot do it. We don't have the will. We don't have the strength. We do not have the wisdom. We don't have the righteousness to live this life by our strength. In Zechariah 4 verse 6, I think Gerda mentioned it this morning. Zechariah 4 verse 6 says, "It is not by might or by power, but by the Spirit." And this is what the Lord Jesus, this is the words he gave to Zerubbabel, who came back from Babylon to rebuild Jerusalem. It is not by might, it's not by power, it's not by my physical strength. It's not by my brain power. It's not by my emotional strength. It's not even by my righteousness that I can walk with Jesus. So when we looked at, I'm going to read a couple of verses. But when we, the previous time when we looked at Romans 7, the example he gave there was of a marriage. And he said that the law was our husband. So every one of us, before we came to anyone in the world, before you come to Jesus, before you believe in Jesus, you are under the law. God gave the law on Mount Sinai. God gave the law to man. It's important to understand that the law is more than physical tablets that was given to Moses. The law is spiritual. It's not something you can touch. And the only way to obey the law is to live from the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit. We sang of God that is perfect. Thanks, John. He is perfect because he knew what we needed. He knew our brokenness. And he knew that he had to send his son in the form of a human body. Because we have a human body. And that's the way we relate to our high priest, to the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he had a human body. Because he still have a body, but it's not a human body anymore. It's a resurrected body. He's seated at the right hand of God the Father with a resurrected body. But on earth he had a human body. So we can identify in our weaknesses. We can identify with Jesus. We're going to read the verses now, but God had this perfect plan to send Jesus in a human body to this earth. So that Jesus can experience the law as it was given to man in this body. The only way that the law can be satisfied is by the Spirit, our spirit man, by the Holy Spirit. That's how Jesus did it. When Jesus was baptized in Jordan by John, the heavens opened and God said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." And the Holy Spirit came and filled Jesus. And Jesus' ministry, first he went into the wilderness, and after the wilderness, after 40 days, he was released into his ministry for about 3 years until he died on the cross and was resurrected and went up to heaven. So Jesus could satisfy the law because he lived by the Spirit. It's the only way we can satisfy the law. When the Pharisees, or I think it was it a Pharisee? It was a young man that asked Jesus, I live all the laws. What is there that I still short? He said, there's only one law. He said to that young man, leave everything and follow me. But he said this, all the law is fulfilled in this one law. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, everything that is within you. And love your neighbors as you would love yourself. The whole of the law, the spiritual law, the Mosaic law, the custom law, all law. When we talk about law, we talk about the Old Covenant, we talk about Psalms, we talk about Pentateuch, it's the first five books of the Bible, we talk about the prophets. That is the books that was in Jesus' time. That's the Bible that they read. Now we've got more. We've got four Gospels, four witnesses of Jesus on earth, how Jesus lived. We've got the Holy Spirit through many epistles, revealing to us how to live by the Spirit, how to walk in Jesus Christ. So I think let me start with the first verse. We have done this before. I just want to run through Romans 6, some of the verses, Romans 7, some of the verses, and then we're getting to Romans 8, where we really want to be. Romans 6 verse 1, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin so that grace may abound? Shall we keep on sinning habitually because there is superabounded amount of grace? Let it not be. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? And this is what he refers to in Romans 7, the first six verses, where he says you were married to this husband, to the law. That was our unsaved state. Now, by believing in Jesus, you are married to Jesus Christ. You can't be married here anymore. This relationship has died to the law. There's now a new relationship, and you belong now to the Lord Jesus. He's saying it's impossible to keep on living in this relationship, to keep on sinning. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? We were immersed into Jesus Christ. You can look at the epistles that I mentioned just now. You will see in Jesus, in Christ, in him, through him, so many times, probably more than 50 times, you'll find in the epistles in him. Because that is how we live. That is this baptism. We were baptized into Christ. We are now in him. I am not in my flesh anymore. Although I stand here physically, spiritually I am in Christ. When God looks at me, he sees Christ. He doesn't see Marius with all his weaknesses and sins. He sees Christ because I'm immersed in him. It's so important that you get that. All of us are in Christ, and the only way to live life every day is in Christ Jesus. Do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Remember, in him, you were baptized in his death, in his resurrection, and even when him seated at the right hand of God the Father, in him we are seated at the right hand of God the Father. That's Ephesians 1 and 2. verse 4 of Romans 6, therefore we were buried with him by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. This newness of life is by the Holy Spirit. This is the way we live, all of us. It's in a newness of life. It's in joy. It's in peace. All those things come from God. It's a new life. It's an eternal quality of life. For if we have been joined together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. So Romans 6, verse 6. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him in order. So knowing this is also believing this. Reckoning that we are dead. Our old man is dead. That old relationship has passed away. It is as important, I have said this before, it's as important as we believe, when we believed in Jesus Christ and we became saved, it is as important every day to believe that our old man is dead and that we are a new man in Jesus Christ. It's good to stand up in the morning and say, my old man is crucified with Christ, doesn't live anymore. Christ lives now in me. In order that the body of sin might be destroyed, that from now on we should not serve sin. So when our old man was in charge, we call this the body of sin. Not anymore. When it was connected to the old man, it was the body of sin. Now this body, this physical body, is connected to the new nature. So again he says, verse 11, likewise count yourself. So again, reckon, believe. Count yourselves also to be truly dead to sin, but alive to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the way to live. Verse 13, do not yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but yield yourself to God. Give over to God as one alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. Can you see that when you reckon yourself this way, the Holy Spirit can empower you to live this way? This is not something we can do by our flesh, by the strength of our mind, by our willpower. We need to come to a place where you say, Lord, I can't do this. I don't have the strength to fight sin. I don't have the strength to believe in you. It's only by the Holy Spirit that I can do this. So this is the whole thing of Romans 6, 7 and 8. Is to bring us to a place where we realize it's not within our capacity to do it. We need help. And therefore we have the helper, the Holy Spirit. So let's quickly have a look at Romans 7 before we move on to Romans 8. So Romans 7 verse 4, so my brothers, you also have become dead to the law by the body of Christ, so that you should be married to another, even to him raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit to God. So another is Jesus Christ. We're not married to the law anymore. That relationship has died. We are now married to Jesus Christ. And when we abide in him, according to John 15, you guys can go and read John 15 over and over. It's such a beautiful chapter. When we abide in him, His life, his sap flows through this branch from the vine. It flows through this branch. It produces fruit. We don't have control over those fruit. Jesus is working those fruit through us so that the glory can go to God. Okay, verse 6 from Romans 7. But now we, having been set free from the law, having died to that in which we were held, so that we serve in newness of spirit, and not in oldness of the letter. So the law that we were married to was the oldness of the letter. It was left from the outside. When the Pharisees on a Sabbath would say to Jesus, wash your hands, Jesus would say to them, you look at the outside, but the inside needs to be clean. Always remember, our hearts need to be clean more than our outside. We can't live what we read in the Bible on the outside so that people can see it. We need to live it from the inside. How do we live it practically from the inside? We love. As Jesus loved us, we love others. Verse 22, for I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. Verse 23, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, being in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Paul, a Pharisee of Pharisees, he learned from the best. He sat at the feet of Gamaliel. He knew the law inside out, but his application was only from the outside. He never understood that the law was spiritual and it had to be lived from the innermost being through the Holy Spirit, through our spirit man. He's realizing it here. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Verse 25, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. So this is the introduction into Romans 8. Let's carry on to Romans 8 verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For those who do not live after the flesh, but after the Spirit. But the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. The law that we live by is the law of life in Christ Jesus. The law of the Spirit. Life inside Christ. Being immersed in Christ. Baptized in Him. There's a beautiful scripture in Acts 17 verse 28. It says, in Him we live and move and have our being. You guys can go and meditate on that. In Him we live and move and have our being. Everything we do is inside Christ. Romans 8 is about our freedom. The freedom that we have in Christ. We can't be in bondage anymore. Jesus has paid the full price for us to be free. But these principles that I've gone through now in Romans 6, Romans 7, it's so easy. But if we do not apply it, it becomes very difficult to deal with sin in our lives. Everything is from faith to faith. We can't reason and say, okay, let me go and fast for 40 days. Then I'm going to sort this addiction out. Or let me go and read my Bible an hour every day. Do you understand that those things, we are deciding them? It's our willpower. No, we need to get the Holy Spirit involved. So Holy Spirit, I've got this addiction. I can't break it. Please come and help me. Whether I fast, whether I read Bible, please come and help me to break this addiction. Help me realize that my old man is dead. And I live now in a newness of the Spirit. You guys with me? For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. You see how wise God is. Sending His own Son, same flesh, but Jesus condemned sin in the flesh because He never sinned. And that's why He's our high priest. In this body, He conquered sin by the Holy Spirit. God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, so that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Romans 8 verse 5. For they who are according to the flesh mind the things of the flesh, but they who are according to the Spirit the things of the Spirit. He gives us a key here. What are you thinking about? I don't know about you, but I listen to my thoughts. And the thoughts has got results. can make us depressed, can make us happy. What we think about eventually manifests in our body. So he's saying to us, when you think about fleshly things, when you, what is fleshly? Fleshly is selfish. When you're thinking selfish thoughts, what's best for this body? How can I be comfortable? How can I be secure? And you keep on making provision for your body. It's fleshly. But he says, if you think spiritual thoughts, what does yours need? Can I go and spend some time with yours? Can we have a coffee? I'm thinking outside myself. I'm not thinking inwards. I'm thinking outwards. The guy that I see at the robot, is there any way that I can help him? Can I give him a job for a day? It's outside. And it will be outside my comfort zone. So that's what he's saying. For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can it be. It is rebellious. The carnal mind, the flesh, outside Jesus Christ, is rebellious. It came from its father, the father of lies. He was rebellious. When he had everything in heaven, he wanted one thing more, and that was the throne of God. And that rebellion came into the human race, into man. So the carnal mind is against God. So then they who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if the Spirit of God dwells in you. And we know that the Spirit of God dwells in us. When you believe in Jesus Christ, when you confess with your mouth that he came in the flesh as a man, that he suffered and he died, that he was resurrected, and he's seated at the right hand of God the Father, then the Holy Spirit is dwelling in you. There's a verse, I think, in 1 John 4, where he says that the spirit of Antichrist cannot confess this that I've just said. The spirit of Antichrist cannot confess that Jesus has come in the flesh. He cannot do it. The spirit of Antichrist is Satan. But if anyone has not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Romans 8 verse 10. And if Christ is in you, so just now we were saying that we are in Christ, and now how can Christ be in us? Christ is seated at the right hand of God the Father. Remember, Christ is represented by the Holy Spirit. Christ, because he went up, he said, I'm giving you the Holy Spirit to each one of you. I'm giving the Holy Spirit. He will teach you everything I have said. It's like Christ is represented inside of us by the Holy Spirit. If Christ is in you, indeed the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of the one who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised up Christ from the dead shall also make your mortal bodies alive by his Spirit who dwells in you. This should give us so much hope, this verse. There is nothing that we can experience in this world, or that we struggle with, or where we are weak, that the Holy Spirit can't come and quicken and help us with that. There's nothing. Remember, he went into hell to take Jesus out of the claws of Satan, out of Satan's throne. The Holy Spirit went in there. He quickened that body of Jesus, and Jesus was resurrected. And that's what he's saying here. I'm going to read it again. But if the Spirit of the one who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised up Christ from the dead shall also make your mortal bodies alive by his Spirit who dwells in you. Therefore, brothers, we are not debtors to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit mortify, that's kill, the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. This whole thing to bring us back. So we started with the topic. We said, thanks to God. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. The way we are led as children of God by the Holy Spirit is because we can thank God that He has freed us. He hasn't left us in the state of wretched man. He came to give us hope. Because we are in Him, because we were immersed in Him, we can live this life victoriously. So what is a defeated Christian? When do we become defeated? It's when we are trapped or enticed back to that old marriage relationship of being under the law. We want to do stuff. We want to please. We want to gain rewards. I'm doing something so that I can be rewarded. So I will do nice things just so that I can go to someone and say, you know, Skulk, I did that and that. And Skulk said, yeah, you're a nice guy. I just got my reward. That's not the way the kingdom works. The fruit of the kingdom is not operated by us. It's us being tapped into the vine, and then Jesus comes and works His fruit through us, and the kingdom is expanding that way. So that is my message this morning. We are led by the Spirit of God, but first of all we come to the realization we cannot do it on our own. We need help. Everyone got that? Okay, we pray first. Father, thank You for Your word. Thank You that You are the Word, Lord Jesus. Thank You. John 1 verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And John 1 verse 14, You said, the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Thank You, Lord, that this Word, You make it alive in our hearts. You make it simple for us, so simple that we as children can understand it. We can live by it. And Father, we can have peace and joy by it, because we are Your children. We love You, Father. In Jesus' name.